সুরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে উদাকারে হরে হরে বলিতনা আর কবে করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে হবে আর কবে করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে গৌরঙ্গ বলিতে হবে হরে হরে বলিত গৌরঙ্গ বলিত হবে কবে করুণা করিবে সংসার বাসন কবে সুখ হবে আর কবে বাসন কবে কবে শুদ্ধ মন কবে
কবে Hare Hare Bhagavan,
মনে মনে আর কবে করুণ করিবে সংসার বাসনমে আর কবে করুণ করিবে সংসার বাসনমে
Nice song was sung by Narottam Das Thakur, one of the great acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, that is the sect of Vaishnavism started by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaudiya means belonging to Bengal. There are five Gaura Desha in the northern part of India, out of which part of Bengal, West Bengal, is called Gaura Desha. So, Narottam Das Thakur's songs are very appropriate just to the confusion of Vedic Indians. So, he sings this song. How one can rise up to the transcendental plane for associating directly with Radha and Krishna? What is that process? The process is, one should begin this Krishna consciousness under the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and he is teaching people how to become Krishna conscious. Lord Krishna, he personally spoke about himself in the Bhagavad Gita,
that people who are not very intelligent were described in the Bhagavad Gita as mura. Mura means corruption. And duskritina, a miscreant. And narara, adhama means lowest of men. Such persons cannot understand Krishna. But still, Krishna was so merciful that in order to clean all these people, means the lowest of the mankind, miscreants and fools and rascals, rejected. So, he came in the form of Lord Chaitanya to reclaim them. So, God is so merciful that even some person cannot understand. First thing is, people cannot understand actually what is God. But God Himself comes to explain Himself. He feels they commit mistakes. Therefore, Krishna comes as a devotee to teach us about Krishna consciousness. So we have to follow the footprints of Lord Chaitanya. And Narsimha Thakur teaches that first of all, try to chant the name of Gaushan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Varadha Sivata Jivodhapta. In this way, when we are a little bit attacked with Gaushanda, Lord Chaitanya, then we automatically feel transcendental emotion. And that emotional state is exhibited by shivering in the body. We should not, however, imitate such shivering to show to the public that I have become a great devotee. But we should execute devotion and service nicely and faithfully, then that stage will come automatically. As soon as one will chant the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, there will be shivering. This is the first symptom that one is getting at once by external stage of Krishna consciousness. So, Narsimha Thakur says, Gauranga bolite hari kulapati. He is expecting, although he was a great acharya, and still he was expecting when that stage will come. The wording of the song is as follows. G-O-U-R-A-N-G-A, Gauranga, Bolite, G-A-L-I-T-E, Habe, H-A-V-E, Gauranga Bolite Habe, Pulapa, P-U-L-A-K-A, Pulapa, sorry, S-A-R-I-R, Gauranga Bolite Habe, Pulapa, sorry, Hari Hari, H-A-R-I, H-A-R-I. Bolite, V-A, L-I-T-E. Hari Hari Bolite, Habe, H-A-V-E. Hari Hari Bolite, Kobe, not Habe, Kobe, K-A-V-E. Nayane, M-A-Y-A-N-E. Bobby, T-A-V-E. Ni, N-E-E-R. The next one. That there will be not only shivering, as soon as I utter the name of Gauranga, but there will be torrents of tears in my eyes as soon as I chant Hare Krishna. This is the aspiration. The next line is, Ar Kabhi Nitai Chant Karuna Kari. A-R-R. Kobe, K, A, B, Nitai Chant. N-I-T-A-I-T-H-A-N-D. Karuna, K-A-R-U-N-A. Karibu, K-A-R-I-E-E. Harkavi Nitai Chant Karuna Kari. This is also aspiration. So when Nityananda Prabhu, the constant associate of Lord Chaitanya, will be pleased upon Karuna Kari. Karuna Kari means he will be pleased upon. Nityananda Prabhu or Nitai Chant is the original spiritual master. He is Baladeva. Bala means strength. And Deva, the personality of Godhead, who gives strength. Therefore, Nitai Chant is a symbol of spiritual master who gives strength to the disciples. This is the process of disciple succession. We have to acquire the spiritual strength. No amount of material strength can help me in the advancement of spiritual life. We must derive the spiritual strength, just like we have to take electricity from the path and directly connecting to the path. Not the wiring, but the electricity. Similarly, this disciple succession means the strength is descending from the original person through the spiritual mind. That is there. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that when Nitai Chand will be pleased, and the result of such pleasure of Nitai Chand is that one becomes free from all desire for material enjoyment. Harkave Nitai Chand Karuna Parive Saṅsāra Bhāsana Mahara Kave Sutsāra Saṅsāra S-A-M-S-A-R-A Bhāsana D-A-S-A-N-A Kave K-A-D-E Saṅsāra Bhāsana Kave More, M-O-R-E, Tuccha, T-U-C-H-A-K-A, Obe, H-A-E. So, by the mercy of Nitai Chand, one will get free from all desires of material enjoyment. Next line is, Vishaya Charya of the Shuddha Bhakti, V-I-S-A-Y-A. Vishaya Charya, C-H-A-R-I-A, Vishaya Charya, Kave, K-A-E-E. This Kave means when, as well, Shuddha, S-U-D-D-A-C, Shuddha, and purified, Kave, H-A-D-E-H-A-V-E, will be, more, M-A-M, means much. So, when, actually, our spiritual master, or Nityananda Prabhu, is pleased upon us, at that time the symptom will be that we shall no longer enter after material enjoyment. And when that phase applies to the life, at that time only we can understand what is now the abode of Krishna. Vrindavan is not a material place, just like ordinary city or country. It is transcendental. So appreciation of Vrindavan will be possible when our mind is free from all material desire. Vishaya means eating, sleeping, making, and depending. They are called visha. Visha means objects. The material world, there are these four objects are in view.
How I shall eat, how I shall sleep, how I shall rest, how I shall defend. So, as soon as Swami purified from all material desires, these material objectives will not be a problem. So, then we shall be able to understand what is Vrindavan and what is Kingdom of God or Goloka of Vrindavan. The next stage is that one has to understand what is the loving affair, conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. And that will be possible if we carefully study the literature left by the Goswami. It's like Rupa Goswami has left behind him Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Viragda Madhav, Lilita Madhav, many books, especially as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So, Vishaya Chariyata Vishuddha Meyamon, Paveyama Hirava Sri Vrindavan, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haiva, Hari Tiye, Hare Jiyeshu, Hene Tiyeshu, Rupa Raghunatha. Pade, P-A-D-E. Rupa-rakunatho pade, haive, H-A-I-E-E. Haive means easy. Akuti, A-K-U-T-I. Either. When I study very much either to understand what is spoken by the Goswami, either the process, we have to derive the pleasure of Nityananda. We have to understand the six Goswami for their speaking. We have to clean our mind from material desires. These are the qualifications to understand what is Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, we shall be misled. We shall think Radha Krishna are in every boy and girl. No. Activities are just like that, but it is all spiritual. There is no material contamination at all. There is no material inability. Therefore, in such loving affairs, in such embracing, in such eating, Radha and Krishna, that is all spiritual, vidana, blissful, full of knowledge, full of pleasure. So at the present moment, in material condition, it is not possible to understand. But this is the purificatory process. You have to chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This chanting process has got the spiritual value to lead us to the highest stage of understanding Radha Krishna. And as soon as we are capable of understanding what is Radha and Krishna, then it is possible for getting admission in the spiritual world. So all people interested in Krishna consciousness should follow the regulative principle, gradually raise himself one after another and reach the highest successful transcendental platform of understanding Radha and Krishna.